SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials in Switzerland say the cause of a deadly fire that ignited during a New Year's celebration at an alpine resort remains under investigation, but they have ruled out the possibility of an attack. Here's correspondent John Leicester.
Survivors of a fire that tore through a Swiss nightclub are beginning what for many could be a long and very difficult battle for recovery. The injured from the New Year inferno in the Swiss resort town of Crans, Montana, were so numerous, about 115 in all, that the regional hospital quickly hit full capacity. So some have been evacuated here, to this hospital in Lausanne, with its specialist burns unit. Others have been flown to neighboring France and to Italy and to Germany.
Wall Street reopened today for the first trading session of 2026. That follows a strong 2025 when the Dow gained nearly 13% of its value, the S&P 500 for the year up by more than 16%, and the markets endured a volatile stretch in the fall. Also at SRNnews.com, it was mixed bag weather-wise on New Year's Day.
Rain poured down on the iconic Rose Parade for the first time in 20 years. Marching bands, floats, and throngs of spectators were soaked by 1 to 2 inches of New Year's Day rain in Pasadena, California. Flood warnings and evacuation orders in Southern California joined snow squalls and frigid temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest to mark the first day of 2026. Temperatures at New York City's New Year's Eve ball drop were the coldest in 100 years. Conditions varied from snow showers to heavier squalls from Wisconsin through northern Illinois and Michigan and into northern New Jersey, southeastern New York, and New England. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up by 100 points. This is SRN News. The Bible gets a trigger warning at one British school.
The University of Sheffield has attached the red flags to portions of the scriptures that are being studied by students in classical literature classes. The trigger warning says that verses recounting Christ's crucifixion and Cain killing Abel, quote, depict graphic bodily injury and sexual violence. This has sparked outrage across England amongst Christians, clergymen, and theologians, many of whom point out the verses in question are not graphic, nor are they sexual. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died at age 77. His songs were recorded by artists such as Whitney Houston and inspired many, including Chaka Khan, who praised his brilliance and spirit. Smallwood was a music pioneer in multiple ways at Howard University in Washington. That's where he was a member of the school's first-ever gospel group, the Celestials. This is SRN News. It was not a good year for Tesla last year. For the first time ever, it lost the top spot as a seller of electric vehicles. The Chinese company supplanted it. The Indiana Hoosiers rolled past Alabama 38-3, strengthening their case for a national championship run and earning a semifinal opportunity next weekend with Oregon. Miami secured its berth by knocking off reigning champion the Ohio State Buckeyes, while Ole Miss upset Georgia to earn its showdown with the Miami Hurricanes. Again, Wall Street opening today for the first trading session of 2026. That follows a strong 2025 when all the major indexes showed a lot of promise and gained. Right now, it is a Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 141 points at 48,204. The NASDAQ struggling just a bit. It's off by 18 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.